Over the years, the Welland Recreational Waterway, the old section of the Welland Canal that runs through the middle of Welland, has been developed by the City of Welland as a multi-use waterway that attracts swimmers, canoeists and kayakers. Since before the mid-1990s, scuba divers from near and far have also descended into its waters. When this section of the older Welland Canal was closed in 1972, it at first was open to boaters. A set of docks and boat ramps were established near the Lincoln Street Bridge to be for their ease of use. Events such as speed boating were held on the waterway in this early phase of use. In 2005, however, the city designated the former canal a passive waterway, which made it safe for less hectic activities. Also, at the south end of the waterway, an international rowing club had developed. The Welland Flatwater Center is now regularly used for training and hosts many rowing and swimming competitions. With the change in use, it also became a much safer area to scuba dive. A group of local residents and members of the Niagara Divers Association developed a plan to locate a scuba park in one section of the waterway between the Lincoln Street Bridge to the north and the old train bridge to the south. This idea was accepted by the manager of the Welland Recreational Canal Corporation, WRCC, of that period, and divers basically set up shop underwater. Training platforms were located underwater for use during introductory scuba courses, an unused glass-bottom tour boat was cleaned up, engines removed and made environmentally benign and sunk in place to become an interesting focal point of the park. A replica of a small submarine was built and sunk by a local dive shop owner, Joe Adams. Also, developed were a network of lines that allow divers to follow routes underwater to further enhance safety. With a maximum depth of 35 feet, it is quite safe. Several dive shops in the region and beyond bring their students there for open water checkouts. While I enjoy swimming the loop, following the lines on the bottom, and exploring the sunken boat, the sub and several cars on the far side, it's the old swing bridge area that is really interesting. Divers can either swim to it on the surface or underwater, or gain access down a steep path near the bridge itself. The bridge and its associated structures of support make for a really interesting dive, usually with lots of fish, and swimming beneath the pilings makes for some incredible photos. Overall, the Welland Scuba Park allows for a safe, controlled underwater environment to learn, practice and enjoy scuba skills.